Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the Jews said, "How can Jesus be the bread which comes down from heaven? After all, he's just a man. He's the son of Joseph. We know his mother and his father. He's a good guy, but he's just a guy." And you hear that spoken by some people today. You say, "Jesus, well, you know, he was a great teacher, but that's all he was." And if he's just a great teacher, he's just a guy, how can he be the living bread which comes down from heaven? And the answer is that if he were only a man, even a great prophet, or as our neighbors believe, our elder brother, he could not be the living bread which comes down from heaven. It will be impossible. And yet, as we know, Jesus is more than simply a man, even a very good man. He is both true God and true man. Through the mystery of the incarnation, he is both. Now, how do we know? We know because it has been testified to by God the Father. Think about all of the prophecies in the Old Testament that refer to Jesus. Think about all the wondrous and miraculous things that God did for the children of Israel that paved the way for the Lord Jesus. All of these things tell us that Jesus is far more than simply a man. He is, in fact, Emmanuel, God with us. The Father teaches us about Jesus, and the Father teaches us through Jesus. Because remember, as the Lord says, he doesn't just teach on his own. He teaches what has been given to him by the Father. And Jesus draws us to himself, and in doing so, he draws us into communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Father shows us Jesus. And Jesus shows us the Father. In fact, Jesus is the only one who can show us the Father. You hear a lot of people these days talk about paths to God. No, there's not paths to God. It's singular, one path. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one gate to heaven, the one gate to the Father. And because Jesus is true God and true man, he can give us his flesh and his blood to eat and drink. How can he do this? It's quite simple. He's God. If you're God and you have created everything out of nothing, and you keep everything in existence, then giving your people your flesh and blood to eat and drink is really a small thing. Sometimes when non-believers hear about this, they say, "That's cannibalism." No, cannibalism is very different. Cannibals kill, and then take the life of those they kill. Jesus gives us his flesh and blood willingly, and it does not cost him his life. It doesn't cost him anything. Rather, it draws us into him so that we may have communion with him, so that we may have his life and his power to do the things which he commands us to do. Now think about it. God commands us to do some pretty remarkable things that we cannot do on our own. You married couples, you're called by God, you're told by God, you're commanded by God to live together as husband and wife for the rest of your lives. Can you do that on your own? Of course not. You can only do it with the power and the grace of God, which he gives us in the Blessed Sacrament. As Christians, we are commanded not to bear false witness. In other words, no lies, even if it's to make people feel good. How do you do something like that? With the power of God. And the same thing is true of each and every one of the commandments. They enable us to do the things which God commands. And they bring us into communion with him. That's why it's called Holy Communion. Because they draw us into that wonderful life-giving relationship with Jesus. But that relationship doesn't end with Jesus, because Jesus is in perpetual communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So we are drawn into communion with them also. And not just with the Trinity, but with all who are in communion with Christ, with fellow believers here on earth. But not just that, the poor souls in purgatory, and the glorious souls in heaven, and the choirs of angels. And it is through this holy communion that we have eternal life. This is why Jesus is, in fact, the true bread which comes down from heaven. The Eucharist is prefigured by the manna which God gave the children of Israel while they were wandering in the desert. It was called the bread of angels, and it was given to them for 40 years so that they could have strength to wander in the desert until it was time for them to enter into the promised land. But even after they entered the promised land, they died. Those who ate manna died. The Eucharist is something far more miraculous. It is not an earthly food, but it is the food which comes down from heaven, which, while it allows us to wander within the desert of this world and gives us the strength to fight off the world, the flesh, and the devil, he who eats the flesh of the Son of Man and drinks of his blood shall never die, and he shall be raised up on the last day. For Jesus is the true bread, which is the body and blood of Christ, which is his flesh for the life of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.